Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're here and joining me today. Well, first of all, if you want to join us, I'm talking about Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, great to be Chris with you William. Today.
Yep, thank you. Right over there, Chris Williams. 1-800, here's the number, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program today, and we will take your calls. And today we're actually going to try to do the best we can to give you the best answer. No 90%er stuff. We'll give you all we've got.
But before hit it out of the ballpark is what we're going to do, is hit it out of the ballpark, Steve.
That's exactly right. That's right. If you don't know, New Life takes a ministry trip every year, unless some kind of epidemic like COVID comes around and we might skip it. But this year, in October, we're going to take a river cruise, and we've never done this before. And you start off in, it goes from Basel, Switzerland, to Amsterdam. No, actually, you board in Amsterdam, and then you go to Switzerland. I think that's the way it works. Anyway, you will see these amazing cathedrals, ancient cities. As I've said before, there's stuff over there in Europe that's over 100 years old, if you can believe that. I mean, it's just, that's kind of a joke there. Anyway, when you have to tell people it's a joke, don't even say it. Don't even try it. Anyway, we love, if you go, you're gathering with like-minded people. And that's what we find, that when we do these trips, people, we're just kind of like all the same in our perspective on life. We've gone to Israel before, Ireland. We've been to Rome, Alaska, Petra in Jordan, many, many places. We've done so many things. And it's adventure. But let me tell you the highlight for me. We've had people say, yeah, the scenery, the places were great, but the content was worth the trip. And Milan Jurkovic and I are going to do the content, and it's all based on Psalm 145. And in that content, we're going to be talking about the power of God and transformation. No funds that are donated go to that trip. We cover it with the expense, the price that people pay to go, so don't worry about that. But I'll tell you, if you want to gain some new friends, sometimes for life, you will have a wonderful adventure, and we will give you the content to help you grow. Plus, this ship line, everybody on the ship is New Life people. So we've got the whole ship, but it's the best food you've probably ever eaten on a cruise, and some of the best service you'll ever receive. And we just absolutely love getting to do this. You can go to newlife.com and press on that banner if you're interested in our river cruise in October. Please do. We'd love to have you. We have just some of the best people going ever, and we just have a great time with the folks that we love and folks that love us. And Chris, Sherry, I think we've still got a cabin for you, but hopefully, we can get you there.
or a separate cabin, right?
Yeah, there you go. We should do that.
That would be helpful.
Yeah. You can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. We'll tell you all about it. It's going to be
an amazing time, Steve.
It will be.
I'm sitting here, my mouth is drooling. I'm excited, and I've been on so many of these trips, and everything you're saying is true. You really bond deeply with those that you are traveling with, and you have deep conversations. You get to talk about stuff that really matters and just have a good time. Laugh.
It's a huge reset.
Yeah.
A huge reset for us. Yeah.
It is. And the people that arrange these, they say, okay, we'll be sure people know not to bother you. And we say, oh, no,
bother,
I'm sorry.
Bother. Come hither. Yep. Come hither.
We want
bother,
to talk
bother.
To people. We want to help people. Okay, you want to join us here? 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're going to go right to calls. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. No, you know what? Before I go to Ellie from Philly, I want to tell you a story. Today I was at our church and a guy came up to me. He's from another campus. And he just started crying. He's a pastor. I have that effect on people. They just see me. Anyway, but he said, you probably don't know my story, but I was in a cult. And this cult was so horrible that children died because they were denied health care. Because the feeling was, if this guy couldn't heal you, you were meant to die or
wow.
be sick.
Wow.
Isn't that horrible? He said a concerned family member gave him a copy of the book Toxic Faith. He said, I read that. I saw who we were, what we were doing, and I got out of that cult. And he has 10 children, got everybody out.
My
and
goodness.
He just couldn't be more grateful. That's the power of a book. I'll tell you, it's just wonderful. When I get to hear that something I wrote years ago impacted somebody's life. And don't think that a book isn't important. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever read a book that you love, meant something to you, give a copy to somebody else and let them experience that too. All right, let's go here to Ellie from Philly, listening on WCAU. Hi, Ellie. How are you today?
Well, thank you. My question is, how do I move forward? And to give you some background,
okay.
is my son, I was a single parent, raised my son. My former husband was not interested in supporting us in any way.
Oh, I see.
And recently, I guess in the last 15 years or so, he connected with his father. And anyhow, I guess they've developed a relationship. So to move forward, my grandson had a graduation from high school this past Saturday, and my son invited me 2 weeks ago. He apparently gave his father first notice. And anyhow, it turns out that they wanted us all to be in the same house with his present wife. Prior to the graduation and graduation day following the party. So I chose not to go he just said, Mom, it was a long time ago. You should be over it by now. So my cat got dangerously ill. And then I don't fly, so I would have to go by transportation. And
okay.
at the
I think,
time, I'd have
I think
to wear
we,
a mask.
Okay, I think we get the picture.
Okay.
What's the question for us?
I just didn't want my history to collide with my present. Mm.
Yeah, and so the question for us would be what?
How do I move forward in mending this division my son has decided to have against me?
All right, let me just make this comment. So often, the man, I haven't seen him with the woman leaving, but I've seen it with men leaving. Maybe it's just as common. But after they leave, divorce, and set up house, they would love for everything to just be like it was before the divorce. So everybody in front of that man acts happy. And it's tragic that he fed your son even the concept that, well, hey, it's in the past, you know, and we ought to be able to get together and stay. The father should, big should here, say to the son, hey, listen, your mom should not have to stay in the same house as me and my wife. That's just too much to ask her, no matter how long ago it was. Too bad he didn't do that. And I would, if I were you, I would call your ex-husband, and I would say, listen to this program, or tell him that you got the advice that he needs to talk to his son, and he needs to own up to kind of putting in his mind or letting something stay in his mind that is so unrealistic for you to do, and he needs to help mend this for you. In light of not doing that, I would have your son listen to this program, because it's just not realistic to have you, the person left behind, to go stay in a house where he and his new wife is. Sherry, let's start with you. What are you thinking here? And then Chris.
So, hey, Ellie, I am sorry about your hurt and pain and loss that just got added to your backpack, having not attended your grandson's graduation. I just know that would have been something you would have loved to do. I'm going to take a little different turn, because, you know, the truth is there's no guarantee that your ex-husband is going to wake up and smell the coffee and realize that, you know, doing that would have hurt you deeply. He's in a different place, just like Steve said. And there's no guarantee that your son is going to ever really understand the heartache that you've experienced. So guess who is the only person in this equation who can change? Who's the only person?
Me.
Okay. And you know what, when I was listening with my elephant ears, I heard you say that, you know, your son gave your ex-husband first notice. And then you said, anyway, gave him first notice, anyway. That was a speed bump of pain. That anyway isn't an anyway. That anyway is a lot of hurt and heartache that has not been healed. I can hear it.
True.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. And when we don't deal with these events that have harmed us, have hurt us deeply, we don't grow better, what happens is that pain is like seeds of cancer in our body. Mm-hmm. And we just get bitter instead of better. It's not our fault that this thing happened, but if we don't heal the very thing that is causing that abscess, we live and move in powerlessness. We live and move in passive-aggressive anger. We live and move in helplessness. And so I just had one question. I wish you would have called me. I'm like, I know, we're here. But if I would have been a friend.
I did call last week, but it was too late.
I recognized your story, and I went, I think she called last week. I'm so sorry that we missed you. Because this is the deal. This is what I would have said last week, but this is the cool thing about going forward, because you're going to have other events. You're going to have college graduations and all of that. I would have said, hey, Ellie.
Well, I missed my granddaughter's 3 years ago for the same reason.
And who's not benefiting from this? Who is the one that's losing out?
Missing out, yeah.
You. So I would have said, I would have said, dear one, what can you do to own your own place of where you're going to sleep? Who can make that decision? I understand that, you know, you'd have to take a different transportation, and it's a hassle. But who
well,
could...
Well, the thing was, is my son has an RV, and he and I kind of agreed that he could park it out front, but when he talked to his wife, she said, oh, she's manipulating us. I'm not doing that.
Okay, guess what?
It was going to work out, but she changed her mind.
Okay, people change their mind. And guess what? We own 100% of our choice over getting a hotel. I would have just said, honey, you know who's going to remember whether you're there or not? Your grandson. You know who's going to remember whether you're there or not? Your granddaughter. These people still have control over you. And I know
But they're in the suburbs, and it's too far away, and he couldn't afford.
So
get me back and forth.
Ellie, let me jump in. Because because what Sherry is saying is so critically important and is the pathway for you. When you're given a suggestion, you're laying down an excuse why it wouldn't work, and that's a victim state. It's a victim mindset of why you can't move forward, and that is the pain speaking. That is what she said, the bitterness is speaking. Because, like she said, you want to establish your own relationship with your son, your own relationship with your grandchildren. And so what this past hurt is doing, it's recruiting everyone else into the hurt, and this is going to be really hard to hear. You're perpetuating the hurt by being hurt. You're withholding yourself and your blessing of graduation. And so that's why the healing process is so critically important. Because your son is going to have his own healing and reconciliation journey with his dad. That's apart from you. And that's a good thing. And you need your own journey of healing and reconciliation so you can live more freely. And you, as Steve loves to say, and I love it, you get to be the decider of your life and what you want to do.
So, should she take a shot at... Go ahead.
Well, I
just want to ask them.
Maybe I should get the book, Take Your Life Back and Emotional Healing.
Yes. We want to high five you and hug you and just, you know, support you because, you know, you're giving your life up.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. Steve will never write that book. Give your life up. Well, maybe if it's Jesus, but
give it up to God. Maybe something like that.
Yep.
But you know what? I will send Emotional Freedom Workbook and I'll send you Take Your Life Back. I would encourage you to join us at the next Emotional Freedom Workshop. And we're incorporating a lot of stuff on grieving into that workshop. I think you would really benefit from it. Here's a question for Sherry and Chris. Should she take a shot at asking the ex, as I suggested, or do you think that's just a waste of time?
Personally, I think it's a waste of time.
Okay.
Chris may have a different opinion because I think it's going after the one that is clueless already.
Yeah.
Why do it? It's your ex. But I think if you invest your energy in you, you take that and you go deep in healing and you get into see one of our new life therapists, start doing the work, honey, because you've got years left to live, memories left to make if you let go of what happened to you.
Now, let me tell you why I think she should.
Okay.
Because when people divorce, when men divorce women, they don't even see them as people. It's like they're not even a real person. And so whatever doesn't matter to them, they're definitely not thinking about her. And I was thinking her making that call at least would say to him, hey, I see what you're doing. I'm a person here, and you knew that wasn't a great idea to support. And I suspect that while they were married, one of the problems was he just didn't ever really recognize her as a full, whole, wonderful human being. So
and
that was the reason.
I agree with both of you.
Oh, come on, take a side.
I know, Switzerland.
No, don't be Switzerland.
But I will take a side. So I agree that he needs to be woken up to the hurt and the pain that he's caused, without a doubt. You know,
so maybe Steve can call him.
Sure, but also Ellie needs to know that you have to have very low expectations of how he would respond to that.
Right? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Let us know, Ellie, if you call him. Let us know.
Yeah,
Steve would feel amazed that you did that and that you spoke your heart.
Yes.
You got out of that victim position by just saying, I see what's going on. And that was so unthoughtful, you know?
And you have every right to not do that. Of course, I think it's brilliant if you do. But I also respect what Sherry and Chris are saying. And that's why we love doing this, is because you get either everybody agreeing and building, or you get two different perspectives on things.
But, you know, Steve, you bring up a good point, because no matter what we do, we do something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instead of just staying stuck and bitter. Do something.
That's right. And that's part of take your life back, is become the developer of good things in your life, which means you have to do something. You can't wait for somebody to heal you, fix you, treat you any certain way. You have to do that. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I want to remind you that taking care of your mental health is as important as eating healthy, exercising, or even saving for the future. To help you manage your mental health and to better understand those with struggles, we're featuring a sale on a variety of books, CDs, and devotions all month long. Visit our online store at newlife.com to shop the sale.
Thank you, Terry Mac. 1-800-NEWLIFE.com. That's where to go if you want to join us on the program. 1-800-229-3000. And before we go to Michelle in Anaheim on KKLA, I just want to mention that we have a gift of any amount. And that gift are 100 days to freedom from anger. And I suspect you know somebody. It'd be great if they would just use this beautiful devotional. It doesn't take long to do the daily devotional. Great quotes, great scripture, great devotional material. And we just send that to you, our way of saying thank you for being part of this matching fund. And so if you give $10, you get this devotional, and your 10 becomes 20 because it is matched. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com, if you can support this ministry and help us bring out that the financial blessing that people have provided through the matching fund. All right, let's go to Michelle Anaheim, KKLA. Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Good. Yourself?
Yep, doing pretty well. How could we help? What's going on?
Okay, I wrote it out, so feel free to stop me whenever, because it might be a little bit too lengthy. It might not.
Okay. All right.
It says, my sister married this past February. The church they attend is going to be doing a series on LGBTQ+ for the next couple of weeks. My sister and her husband lead a sermon-based study at their home, in which my family and I attend as a support for them, since they only live about 10 minutes away. And so they're taking advantage of the series that they're having at their church to let us in on the fact that my brother-in-law identifies as bisexual. My sister said she supports him in this journey. He's never acted it out on his attraction, but that since he was a boy, he's been attracted to men. He said he's prayed for years and that the Lord hasn't taken away this attraction. They're open to dialogue with us, but at this point, I don't know how involved me and my family should be. It just feels sad that they didn't tell us about this before their marriage. And I feel like they think it's like a life burden that they're taking upon themselves and not looking ahead as to how this could affect their marriage. And the fact that he's okay, that he still calls himself bisexual, and that my sister thinks it's okay that he does that.
Uh-huh.
What
should you do? Well, first of all, let me jump in with a statement, and then we'll go to Chris first and then Sherry. I know many people, especially I was a voice major, a music major at Baylor. I've known many people in ministry who the men did have a strong attraction to other men, and they never acted on that attraction. They got married, and they have a life that they love, because they never acted on the attraction. People can be attracted to a lot of different things, and the Bible doesn't say that homosexuality or attraction is the sin. It's the act, the act of sex outside of marriage, no matter what it is. Marriage, sex, there. It's so dangerous. Only in marriage should we do it. And so I applaud if he's not acting on it. It's too bad that he feels like he has to identify himself this way. But I know a lot of people that have had that attraction. And when I told a therapist this, he said, yeah, those are the those that have that attraction, but they get married. Those are the ones that you find acting out in parks and stuff like that. I said, you know, it's amazing as a therapist that you would lump everybody into one category. I thought it's kind of your job to not do that, because I got to tell you, I know some really great folks who are so grateful that that's not part of their life. So I'll just say that I'm glad he's not acting out, and we'll just go to Sherry and Chris there.
Well, yeah, to your point, Steve, Michelle, I think it's, you know, what we make of this situation in what we mean. Okay, so each person gets their own journey as far as this goes, and so he's chosen to be married. And so, as Steve was saying, we could be attracted to a lot of different things outside of our marriage that would be detrimental to what God has called us to in our marriage. And so we must choose then to build upon and build the quality of relationship in our marriages that supports vitality and life and thriving. And we will have threats and challenges along the way. And so supporting their marriage, I think, is really important, with this understanding that he may struggle with an attraction to other men, but that doesn't mean that he is destined to act out in that way whatsoever.
And especially if he isn't going online and looking at images.
Absolutely.
And feeding that attraction. You can't ask God to remove it while you're feeding it. That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
So let me take a little different take
at it.
Okay,
do it right after this break.
I will. I'm sure you knew I was going to just spin it a little bit.
Well, you pride yourself. No, you don't pride. But anyway, it's fun to see how you.
I just hear a lot of stories.
Yes. Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And, let's continue. You were about to give the yang to our yin there, Sherry.
Yeah, it's really just a different perspective. I just wanted to talk about something that happens quite often, and it happens early on in either young boys or young girls when there's been an experience where they've been sexually acted out upon or they've been involved in early sexual activity. So let's just say, and I don't know this gentleman, I'm sure he's a great guy, and let's just say he had early sexual experience where there was acting out with other boys, like where he felt uncomfortable, or he struggled with that. What happens is that person can create an arousal template. It's a sexual arousal template that is awakened in them. They're not supposed to have it awakened in them because they're little kids. They're not really supposed to get into their sexuality until they're in their teens and adulthood, right? That's when hormones kick in and all that, but it's awakened early. that sexual arousal template can feel like some kind of a guiding GPS for them, and it can be very confusing. They can be confused about their sexuality. And as Steve said, not everybody acts out of that, but some people do. And there's something called ego dystonic and ego syntonic. Ego dystonic means that I'm uncomfortable with this feeling inside of me. Then there's something called ego syntonic, which means I'm okay with this feeling inside of me. Both this husband and wife are ego syntonic. They're accepting the fact that he is identifying as bisexual. The only thing that I wanted to bring in as a slant is that can create kind of a pass, a hall pass in that relationship for somebody at some point to act out upon in their marriage. Like, well, you knew this. I told you. And under whatever normal marriage stressful situations, that person can act out without ever really going in and dealing with that bisexual identification. And so I would invite him to go to every man's battle. I would want him to be around healthy men who have heterosexual sex to support him. And then I would have him do some deep trauma work to actually figure out where the roots of that bisexual arousal template came from. It just doesn't come out of nowhere. It comes out of somewhere. And well, that's what I would have him do.
Yeah, Sherry, I really think that's important because, you know, both my brothers were molested by the pastor's son when they were age five. And that was, they say that was the beginning. And just exactly, it just ignites or that attraction develops. And I wish that there had been an every man's battle, especially for my middle brother who died from AIDS. I would have had no problem saying to him, hey, look, why don't you just go? Because there are a lot of guys that go to every man's battle that struggle with same-sex attraction. Why don't you just go and see what happens? And so often it gives people insight that they don't have, just like you're providing insight here that a lot of people don't have.
Well, yeah, and I'm, you know, when he says he's sad because God hasn't removed it, I get it. But God going to like every man's battle or doing some deep trauma work can work towards maybe taking the edge off of it. I mean, Chris, you probably work with people that are same sex attracted and egos dystonic.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I'll just say this, it's very, very complicated and difficult. And we each have to work out our sexuality. And we know that in today's world that a traditional Christian ethic around our sexuality is not popular. In fact, it's frowned upon. But God has given this with such charge and such meaning that we must each deal with it well and deal with it in faithfulness and fidelity and health. And so that's kind of my point, is we've got to take a hold of it and know there is no such thing as a perfect sexuality. There is no such thing as the perfect marriage. But as we move towards health and quality of relationship, as God has laid it out for us, we move the needle. There's something in the Serenity Prayer I really, really, really like. It's the extended version, and I love that, you know, Steve really highlights the extended version. But at the end of it, it says that we may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy in the next. Addiction in all of its forms, especially sexual addiction or sexual, the act, promises us supreme happiness, but it doesn't ultimately deliver it. We can expect reasonable happiness. And I'm not here to be a Debbie Downer about all of this, but I'm here to say if we set proper expectations and work towards health and reasonableness in this, and get rid of like, hey, heaven is where all of our fulfillment's going to happen, but here on earth we're moving towards it. And I think putting our sexuality in that, in the context of God's design, is really, it's hard and critically important.
Yep. And to that end, Every Man's Battle is June 10th, and it it would be a great thing. I don't know that she could even suggest this. It probably would just you know, fall on deaf ears, might even appear insulting. But we're going to do Every Man's Battle here in Indianapolis, where I am, June the 10th. And I'm telling you, there are people that have other than same-sex attractions that need to go and deal with it. For instance, there are men who are attracted, you know, 60-year-old guys or 50-year-old guys attracted to high school young women. Okay, so go to Every Man's Battle, and you get some tools to modulate that attraction and be sure you don't act on it. And how many people, oh my goodness, people in ministries, same thing. I can tell you one denomination has over 200 ministers behind bars because they didn't deal with an improper attraction. They never got it under control, and that's what Every Man's Battle can help you do. All right, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go. How about we talk with Ken from Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Hey, Ken, how are you doing?
How you doing, man?
Doing all right. Yeah, how can we help you today?
Look, I'm looking. I'm thinking about something. I'm dealing with an issue of forgiveness.
Okay, what happened to you that's so hard to forgive?
Well, there's some women on my job that rejected me, right? There's some women on my job that rejected me. Three women on my job that rejected me.
You you asked them, like, to go for coffee or something like that?
Well, I just tried to talk to them, and they wouldn't even talk to me.
Okay. All right. And that's hard for you to forgive?
It's hard to forgive when I got to still see them again every day.
Yeah. Okay.
And deal with them in my presence, and deal with them still in my presence, still getting away with what they've done and still even doing it and getting away with even that.
Well, I think that's got to really, really hurt. Cherry, you're obviously a woman. What do you think? They wouldn't even, you know, talk with them?
So, hey, Ken, my heart is broken.
No. My name is Ken.
Ken? Ken?
Yeah.
Ken.
Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ken. Hey, Ken, I am really sorry, heartbroken, that you are feeling so alone and so rejected, probably not only from women like myself, but maybe even by men, guys. And I can't help but care for your heart and wonder what it was like for you growing up and how alone you felt, how uncared for, unseen, unacknowledged, how judged you felt. And
I feel very much like that coming up.
Yeah. And so do you see, it's just you've got a little guy inside of you. You've got a little guy inside, a young boy that at an early age just felt so rejected. And so here at your work, you know, when you go up and just try to chit-chat, maybe touch base with somebody, a female, and they don't care for your heart, it's a replication. It means it's like a cookie cutter. It happened when you were growing up, and it happened now. And so that causes us to pull our heart back as a protection. It may even cause us to not want to forgive somebody as a protection, because we've been so hurt, and we haven't found a safe place yet to bring our heart, to have it loved, cared for, and seen.
All right. We're going to be right back. I'm glad you called.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and I'm going to send Ken, Healing is a Choice. I think there's some great material there on forgiveness, and we wish you the very best. Let's go to Jen. She's calling from Cincinnati, Ohio, WCV WVX is the station. Hi, how are you today?
Hey, doing good. I'm not sure if I necessarily have so much of a question as I do maybe a different perspective.
Give it to us. We're happy about that.
Yeah, so I'm actually siding with Sherry on some of her points she made on the gentleman you're referring to is identifying as bisexual in a heterosexual marriage.
Yeah.
You know, giving him the pass of being able to act out. So I was a lifelong same-sex attracted person, and I decided to act out when I was 18. I identified full-blown as a lesbian until 25, had an experience with the Lord, and I've just been transformed in my way of thinking. And now I'm married, obviously to my husband. So I'm sitting here listening to you guys, and I'm like, you know, I think, I don't know if this helps, but for me, the way the Lord that, you know, when I started reading the word and renewing my mind, if I would have chose to identify myself as bisexual still, I don't think I'd be at where I'm at today.
Yeah, good.
It all has to do with, everything is with identity. And it's similar, if I were to walk into, say, an Alcoholics Anonymous room, I know the current lingo is, hi, my name's Jen, I'm an alcoholic. But if I were to do that, walking into a room and say, hi, my name's Jen, I'm a lesbian, but I'm believing God to renew me and renew my mind and my identity and who he's called me to be, then I would be totally doing the opposite of actually putting my faith to work through what the word tells me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know if that kind of helps, but that was the way, at least one of the key things that the Lord did in me to really get me to that place of transformation. It took years. And I'm still tempted by things every now and then, but it has no mastery over me.
Yeah.
What a beautiful story. Yeah. What a beautiful
really
story.
And, to think that some people believe that temptation is an identity. It becomes a label. That is ridiculous. And we all have temptations. The question is, do we have the freedom or not to not act on those temptations? Let's go to Patrick, Bismarck, North Dakota. KNDR is the station that he listens to. Hey there, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Pretty good. We don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call.
Yeah, I was just calling to follow up on the Alnick call regarding her brother being bisexual and all that. I lived that lifestyle most of my life, you know, for 45 years or so. Lived as a homosexual, bisexual, however you want to say that. And then was baptized in 2016, and between getting into the Word of God and just my new life in Christ, I was eventually sanctified of many things, including cigarettes and alcohol. And one of them was my sexually impure thoughts, the Holy Spirit worked in it through me through the sanctification to allow me to be able to block those thoughts from festering inside of me so that I don't dwell on them, you know, so that I'm able to block them praise God, I no longer have those thoughts. I would still be to still have that the attraction that way, but it doesn't take root in me because of the sanctification.
Wow. Jesus is alive and well, Patrick, isn't he?
Absolutely. And people say, well, I can't transform, I can't change and all that, but they never do what he did. They've never gotten into God's word. They avoid it like the plague, and then they think, well, anybody claiming they've been changed or transformed, it's not real. And so you have to complete the experiment. You have to say, okay, I'm going to not live like this. And then you have to fill that void with good stuff. So
it's amazing. I just want to say, you know, hearing their testimonies, their stories, and, you know, I love that this started with Michelle's story, right? Mm-hmm. And I hope you're finding hope, Michelle, as you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it comes down to doing whatever it takes.
Yeah,
in
there
order
you go.
To get to a place where your inside world matches your outside world.
Mm-hmm. I wish everybody could just do that, because if you relapse into something, it's just saying, well, there's some other things that I've got to add to my program.
Exactly.
Like there's some other things I have to add here before we close this program up. And that is this, that, well, let me read you a great scripture, Romans 8, 1 and 2. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. So when we're in Christ, the law of sin and death does not have to have control. But we have freedom of choice every day when we get up. And you can feed this or not. You can build this over here, this good stuff, or not. It's up to you. Now, if you're struggling with any kind of sexual integrity issue and you're a man, Every Man's Battle is June 10th here in Indianapolis. Now, Indianapolis is driving distance from probably half the country. I mean, it's just a great place to drive to, not have to pay airfare. Of course, with gas prices like they are, it's cheaper to fly probably. But anyway, the point is we're here. June 10th, please come and join us for Every Man's Battle. In July, Restores in Dallas, Intimacy in Marriage, Mylon, Yurkovich, Kay, myself, July 22, 23, 24 in Washington, D.C. And don't forget the Lumina, the one-day happening, the event, the experience at Museum of the Bible, November 3rd and 4th. Same thing happens both days. But if you are part of a women's ministry, talk to the leader and get a busload of folks and come on in there. The early bird price ends on June the 3rd. And then I mentioned the Rhine River Cruise earlier. Great time to build friendship and relationship. October 6th through the 13th. There are cabins still available. We'd love to see you and meet you. Anything you two, either of you two, would like to say as we close out our program today?
I would just add to all of this that in working with people that are working through difficult, difficult issues in their sexuality, just know that one of the things that we're fighting against is shame. And wherever you are, I want you to know that God loves you, He accepts you, there's grace for you. Keep working this out, but there really, really is grace for you, and shame really is your enemy in this area.
It really is. And like I just read, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And a lot of people think that, you know, God's going to punish you the rest of your life. And I think, you know, the fact that I paid for an abortion and then was able to adopt Madeline from a couple that decided not to have an abortion, God giving back to me what I destroyed, is a great example of a blessing rather than punishment, because Jesus paid that price for me. Isn't that amazing? 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, call us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.